A local homeless organisation, Drop-In Centre, says it'll close its doors forever tomorrow if it doesn't find new premises. The Belfast Homeless Services currently operates from within a venue on Amelia Street in the city. It provides help, support and food to a range of people, including homeless people living in hostels, battling addiction or mental health problems. They say they've been turned away from central locations in Belfast because of the type of organisation they are. Liz Rox is one of their coordinators. Morning to you, Liz.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning. So tell us what's happening here.
As you've already pointed out, our lease is up in the building at 2 Amelia Street, and we've been searching for a centre that is neutral in the city centre, because a lot of our service users come from a wide variety of denominations and cultural backgrounds, so they feel safe being where we are in Amelia Street. And we have been walking around buildings and in the city centre for the last 3 months, taking a list of contact numbers and the state agents down, going round and visiting them. And every time we've been given a wee bit of light and a wee bit of hope, it's been taken away from us. Like one example was that we went and viewed a place in the city centre, and the person that brought us around said, "I'm very supportive and I'm very understanding about your help with the homeless, and I'm sure the person that owns this building will feel the same, because he's a Christian and he will be very supportive of your work." And just within an hour, we got a phone call to say no. And the guy said to me, "Liz, it's because of the reasons that we discussed this morning, because when we were viewing the property, we did talk about some of the real issues that come with working with homeless people. But the other side of it is, that's equally a stigma as well."
So what are you going to do?
Well, at the minute, we don't have a premises, but we want to continue on doing it. Finding a way of doing it without a building will be difficult, but we're not gonna stop fighting for it, because it's a service that's been going for 5 years. We've been quietly operating in that building for 5 years. We don't get government funded. We're all volunteers, over 30 of us. We do it from our hearts, not for any salaries, and we do it because we care about the people that we work with.
And it's not that you're not wanting to pay. It's not about money. You just can't find premises that will take you, right?
Yes, well, we do have some money. We don't have a lot of money, because, say, we've always had small grants from different organisations for training of volunteers, but we've never had anything big grants. We've always operated through fundraising, like abseiling over the rope. We've done a zip line across the River Leggan, and we've done a Strictly Come Dancing in October. And we also do backpacking, and we run fundraisers ourselves, so that has been enough for us to date, you know. But now, obviously, our financial situation will change, because we have to actually source our own building, where before we were working under Place of Victory for All Nations Church, and they have to go to on Friday.
So what type of people do you help?
We help people who are not just homeless, but who are very vulnerable. Some of them live in hostels. Some of them live in their friend's house. Some of them are sofa surfing. Some are on the street. And some are equally in their flats. And they come for a wide variety of reasons, Stephen. Some people come because they're lonely. Some people, because it's okay giving somebody a key of a flat and saying, "There you go, where's the key of your house?" But if they haven't got the skills or the ability to sustain that tenancy, and they haven't got the budget and skills or the knowledge how to pay bills, etc., then they end up losing their tenancy again and it becomes a vicious circle.
And you literally can find nowhere. There's nowhere.
Nowhere at the minute. And we have been kind of, even though there was enough notice given about the lease, but the issue we had was we kind of were hopeful that we would get somewhere together as an organisation. And that became apparent in February that wasn't going to happen. Then the volunteers decided amongst ourselves, we either sit here or we try, or we either sit here and do nothing or start being proactive and try and find. So from March to now, we have been doing going through all the right processes to set up our own identity as Belfast Homeless Services. we've got our constitution, we've applied to the Charity Commission for our number. We have a lovely group of 10 people who have come forward to be a part of the board of trustees. We have had a lot of support from the Flax Centre, or the Flax Trust in North Belfast. They have given us a financial donation, and they also have given us professional support. And to be honest, they've been a true blessing to us over the last 3 months.
And you're all volunteers, right? So you're giving up your free time to help other people, and and neither, you know, the powers that be in Northern Ireland nor any private landlords have come forward to say, look, we'll help.
No, not one. And, you know, it's just heartbreaking because, as you say, like, they're all volunteers and they all come from a wide variety of backgrounds, cultural and denominational. We have a Polish-speaking volunteer because we have a high number of Polish service users come into us, and we sourced a volunteer from the Polish community, and she comes in and she does. We have people from Brazil, we have people from Romania. You just have to come down and see the place, Stephen. I mean, tonight's the last night, but you have to see it in action to understand the level of loss that everybody feels.
So, like, is your organisation going to close down at the weekend?
Well, tonight's our last night. But we're not going to stop. Like, we're going to hopefully, it'll only be temporary until something comes forward.
That must be a very emotional time for y'all.
It's very hard. It's what it is, because it's not just about feeding them. It's not just about, you know, giving them clothes or... It's about building relationships up with them. It's accepting them as they are and showing them love and loving and caring for them, even with their flaws and their sometimes chaotic behaviour. There's still a human being behind that. And you can't focus on their behaviours or some of their actions. You have to focus on the human being behind it. And there's a story with everybody.
Why do you do it?
Just because I care, just like all the other volunteers, just because we care. There's no other motivation for it.
You know, we think of all the things that people find money for in Northern Ireland, and here your group is, and you're not looking for money. You're self-funding and you're volunteering. None of you're on any salaries.
No.
You're doing this to help others.
Yeah.
And
5 years.
And nobody with power in Northern Ireland, nobody with influence in Northern Ireland is reaching out a hand of help.
Outside of the Flax Trust, no. Outside of the Flax Trust. And we have went round to different property estate agents and basically told them we have 30, over 30 volunteers. We told them we're trained up in addiction. We told them we're trained up in mental health. We're trained up in naloxone training and injecting safely in all the training courses that we've done over the last couple of years. And we've told these people that, like, even the 5 years we're in Amelia Street, the police have only had to be called once and the paramedics once, which says a lot about the volunteers themselves, because they implement the training they're taught. And it's important about dealing with crisis situations that you can't be presented with. But it's one big wee family down there. So it is.
What do you think is going to be the impact on those people who are vulnerable when their sense of family is broken up?
It'll just add to the already difficult situations they have in their lives, and they've felt a sense of belonging of coming to us for so long, and that sense of belonging. And if they're the ones who are coming for feeling isolated and feeling lonely, then that just impacts on their loneliness and their isolation even further.
What's your appeal to people this morning, Bruna?
Just if anybody...
Sorry, Liz. Sorry.
Yeah, just if anybody knows of a building in and around the city centre for our service users, you know, even for a half-decent price, you know, and that we can bring our stuff, because at the minute the drop-in is all packed up, and after tonight we just have to pack up the kitchen. Everybody, the clothes, the toiletries, the... Everything's just packed up down there, and it's just very disheartening.
Liz, I wish you the best and thank you for what you do and thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you. Morning. Oh my goodness, that's heartbreaking, isn't it?